Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
How to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
Bringing us back 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with Barbara Weltman, our good friend, longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust. More than 19 years she's been hanging out with us. A tax attorney, the author of all the important books on small business taxes, including the Lasser series, the J.K. Lasser's series, which she's been doing now since she was right out of high school. And she's our good friend, Barbara. Thanks again for being here. BarbaraWeltman.com, by the way, folks, if you want to check her out. Barbara, there's some possibility, however remote, that Congress will pass some kind of tax reform this year. And I've been reading a little bit about it, and I wrote a piece back in the spring that said that they need to make sure that pass-through entities get the same treatment that corporate America gets. I was advocating for sub-S, LLCs, et cetera, being taxed no more than the corporate America. Now I'm worried, and that's what they started talking about that, but now I'm worried that we're going to get hurt by this new tax return, this new tax percentage that they're doing. The pass-throughs are going to have a higher rate and maybe even than the personal rate would be. What do you think?
Well, I don't think. I think that in the end, I'm my fingers crossed, hoping that they will follow through. The proposals have included a special rate on business income of pass-through owners. So hopefully that will come to pass. It may not be as low as the rate on corporations, the top rate on corporations. So we'll have to watch and see.
But see, that's wrong.
It's wrong.
I mean, I'm gonna burn some houses down if that happens, because I'll tell you. See, here's the thing, Barbara, and you know this, folks. Barbara, I know you know this, but folks, if you have X amount of dollars of income from your business that passes through to your personal, and they tax that at 25%, which is the number I saw, Barbara, and your personal rate is 18%. Well, then you just got hit by the 7% premium.
No. It's going to be no more than. That's not how it's going to work.
But that's the way they're reporting it.
I understand that, but it's the same as today, for example, where there's a 28% rate on capital gains for collectibles. But if you happen to be in a much lower rate, you don't pay 28%.
You're saying
the lower rate up to no more than
is the highest it could be.
Yes, that's what.
So if I have an 18% personal rate,
you're going to pay 18% on your business
income. And the money passes through to the company. I mean, to the individual, it'll be at that rate, not the 25.
Right, but if your rate happens to be 40%, then you're going to pay 25%.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, that's exactly what I was exactly. So
yeah, but one thing I wanted to mention up front. You mentioned tax reform, and I don't believe that we're going to have tax reform.
I misspoke.
Yes.
Please
tax cuts, you, perhaps.
You're right.
Some jimmying around with some of the rules, some attempts to make things appear to be fair, but the bottom line is it's not going to.
She's right, folks. She caught me on that one, and thank you for correcting me. It's not real reform.
No, it's not. It's not like
86.
In 86, but just to remind everybody, in 86 it only lasted for a year and a half. So.
Right.
You know?
And there were some ugly things that happened in 86. There were some promises broken. The 86 reform broke some promises. But that's another story. That's history. But okay. So I'm glad to hear you say that. But it still shouldn't be any higher than corporate America.
It shouldn't be, but it may well be.
That's going to look bad on them, Barbara, if they do that.
I think it's really unfair to make your choice of entity hinge on your tax rate. I mean, there are so many other reasons why you would want to be, for example, a limited liability company.
But the fact that they would even allow that to be a story, Barbara, proves what I say when I say that they use small business as a way of trying to get people to believe that they're for Main Street. But when it comes down to actually serving Main Street, they don't care about us.
No, absolutely not. And if you look at the size of the small business sector, you'd think it would be otherwise, but it isn't.
Right, because we're half of the economy.
Exactly.
Half of the employment.
That's right, and the job creators.
That's exactly right.
And the voters, just in the numbers.
And we're planting the ground. One of our options is not to go overseas.
That's right.
We don't have any money parked overseas waiting to be repatriated back here. We pay taxes on the barrelhead when we make the money.
You are absolutely right. For every reason, you can give dozens of reasons to support small business, and there's certainly a lot of lip service to that effect.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to enacting, small business doesn't have the lobbying bucks.
Is it going to happen, Barbara, this year?
We're going to get some tax cuts. It's going to be.
And will it be 417?
Well, this is a friend of mine suggested that it will be retroactive so that when people go to the polls in 2018 and they will have seen the impact on their tax return.
But will it be retroactive to somewhere in 17?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So, I think that some parts of it, not the whole bill, but the tax cut itself will.
Stand by. BarbaraWeltman.com, ladies and gentlemen. Check out her website. Quick break, see you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.